Welcome to the Plant Spirit Podcast on connecting with plant consciousness and the healing wisdom of nature. I'm your host, Sarah Artemisia, and I am absolutely delighted to introduce our next guest to the show today. Dana Lynn Peterson is the owner and founder of Dana Lynn Artistry, where she creates unique watercolor pieces for clients all over the world. She's also a plant spirit artist and created the art for this year's free Plant Spirit Herbalism Summit, which you can check out at www.plantspiritherbalismsummit.com. Dana's designed over 150 logos for small businesses, and she's also currently working on the Flower Compass deck with herbalist Sean Westendorf of Honest Owl Herbal. So Dana, thank you so much for joining us today. I absolutely love your magical work with plants and with art.
Thank you, Sarah.
Yeah, I just so deeply love your process with creating plant spirit art. It's absolutely beautiful. And I was curious if we could just start there. And could you share a bit about what is your process when you create a piece of art with the plants? Could you just walk us through a bit of like, how do you start approaching the plant? How do you create it? How do you really weave the plant spirit into the entire process?
Yeah. So what I like to do is I like to approach the plant with curiosity, looking at it almost with fresh eyes. Like, so I will draw a picture, the line work of the physical form of the plant. And then usually what I'll do, especially working on this plant spirit deck with Sean, is I get to incorporate the flower essences into the paint that goes around it. There are these really sweet moments that happen when you drop the flower essence into the paint when it's wet, and it will, well, in the watercolor world, they call it blooming, which feels very appropriate working with these plants. And you get kind of like this burst of energy that will come out around it. And then when I try to capture the spirit or the essence of the plant, I think about how would that look in a two-dimensional line work form. And oftentimes I'll just kind of do meditative line work around it. Some plants, it feels more like the lines are coming outward and dispersing, like they're sending their energy and their love and their spirit outwards. Some of them, it feels more like a pulse to them. I remember working with patchouli specifically, how it has this deep kind of pulsing feeling. When you smell patchouli, it has that deepness, that grounding, that peacefulness. And so I remember just kind of like painting around the patchouli, the different colors, the greens, the purple, and it kind of like goes within itself and outside and inside and outside. It's been the coolest process. I love it.
Amazing. Absolutely love it. You know, when I was tuning into this summit, and clearly I feel that it is supported by the entire plant realm, that the entire plant realm is holding this experience. And then out of that, there have been several plants that have stepped forward that have told me that, you know, that we're co-stewarding this experience with the summit. And so it was really clear to me that in the art, in the banner art for the summit, that I really wanted to highlight, honor, and feature these plants, which you did so beautifully. Is there anything that you want to share about the process of creating the art for the banner and any experiences that you had with the plants while doing that?
Sure. Yeah. The thing that I wanted to do was create a community of plants, because I feel like it's all of these friends that are coming together that are supportive. And so you have the cedar and the redwood, pine in the back. They're representing our teachers, our elders, the guides. And you have got your cheerful sunflower off to the side saying, "Hey, I love what you're doing. You're doing great." She's so supportive. And then you got the dandelion with the seeds kind of flying out. They're the messengers. And yeah, sweet violet trickling throughout. She's also cheerful and supportive. And then the Bay Laurel feels like they're in charge almost. They're right in the center, being strong and supportive, and Mugwort, of course, connecting to our ancestors and the stories and the ancient wisdom that's there that we all can tap into. In fact, when I did the watercolor background, I used mugwort essence to create those blooms in the watercolor.
So cool. It's so beautiful. Yeah. Thank you so much for creating just such beautiful art. It's absolutely gorgeous. I'm curious, in your experience, how has your relationship with the plants deepened in the process of painting them over the years?
Oh, it's been incredible. Because not only have I worked with them creating the plant sphere artwork, but you know, even just creating logos for these other small businesses. I get to work with herbalists, apothecary shops, even crystal shops. Almost everybody would like to have plants incorporated into their artwork. And so there's oftentimes I get introduced to plants that I didn't even know existed, and I get to learn about them and just really, you know, I can't see them physically, but even just looking at pictures, it's like I get to learn who they are and what they do and draw their portrait in a way. It's been super cool.
So amazing. So amazing. How do you experience the plant spirits really coming through the artwork? Is it mostly through like what you were describing with the patchouli, of feeling that energy pulsing, or is there anything else that you notice in your experience with that as you're creating the art?
Something that specifically stands out in my mind is when I was working with mugwort, I was creating this artwork, and it usually, I like to take time when I create the plant spirits to really tap in and make sure that I'm honoring them in the artwork. And so I remember using the Artemis Dream Oil that Sean creates at Honestel Herbal, and I had no idea how powerful mugwort could be. I remember my dreams being just so vivid, and it's the shadows and the dreams being just very dark. And so even though it was something I experienced outside of my art table, I was able to bring that experience into the artwork and create that portrait of mugwort, sharing like the shadow behind her. And, you know, it's partly, you know, I mean, it's my interpretation, but it's interesting how other people connect and how a lot of things overlap as well.
Yeah, super interesting. I love that you brought up that piece of the interpretation too, because in my experience with every single person's relationship with plants is unique, that it is truly about the relationship, that the way that a plant works or connects with one person will be different than the way that it works or connects with a different person. And that is a part of the beauty of being in relationship with the plant, just like being in relationship with people, that it's like every relationship is unique and special in its own way. And I just love how you express that through the art. And so, yeah, so I love your work with the flower compass deck, the work that you're doing, collaborating with Sean. Like, first of all, I love that. That's so the way of the plants, of how, you know, she's creating the essences, you're creating the artwork for it. I'm curious, is there anything surprising, any surprising experiences that you've had while creating this deck?
I think the surprising thing that's come forward is just how it seems that whenever we work on a certain flower, it seems to tie in with what's going on in our own lives in an emotional level, at least for me specifically. I mean, I can't speak for her, but I remember working on Beach Rose, and I created the artwork for Beach Rose. And I remember during that time, my grandmother was kind of declining. She had dementia, and she just continued to decline. And Beach Rose in itself is kind of like that mother nurturing helper with grief. And it was like this ally was next to me through these months of her moving into the next realm. And it's like, that was an example of, you know, one of the experiences that I had. And it's just kind of happened repeatedly. Working on Tulsi at that time, that was one of the first ones that we worked on. She's Tulsi. Her energy is so calming and so supportive. And at that time in my life, I needed her. So it seems like these friends, these plant friends, they show up when you need them. And it's been such an honor to create this deck with Sean and to really dive in and try to capture the essence and the portrait and, you know, do these plants justice and just enjoy them and appreciate them.
Yeah. And to just honor them so fully. I feel that so strongly in your artwork, this beautiful honoring of the being of who the plant really is. I'm curious what inspired you to start creating plant-centric artwork.
What happened was about 7 years ago, kind of started working on a garden. My son was a toddler, and so we were outside more, and we would kind of work together. He would dig in the soil too. But I remember his infatuation with just the smallest things. I mean, he could look at a leaf and just take it all in. And I thought, oh, that is so cool, looking at the world through that curiosity. And that really awoke something in myself about, let's look at these plants. Let's really learn to recognize them. And I remember being just so intrigued and interested in plant identification. And I remember just walking around my garden and thinking, oh, I need to do a better job of identifying plants and just really, you know, recognizing who they are. And it's like in the back of my mind, I heard this voice and it said, don't recognize them, you know, for their physical form, recognize their spirit. And I'm like, oh, that is such a cool concept. I'd never considered that before, but it's true. I mean, when you're in the presence of a plant, you can feel just like that energy coming off of them.
Yeah, absolutely. Incredible. Incredible. It's just incredible to me how you both feel that and then are a conduit for that to come through in the art. I'm curious who in the journey with plants, so often there is an initial first plant ally. And I'm curious, is there for you in your experience, do you remember a time where there was really like the first plant that caught your attention and became an ally in your journey with the plants?
Yes. Lemon balm was my first ally. I remember doing the seed exchange with a friend and she had given me some seeds of lemon balm and I planted them and I watched these little leaflets come up and I'm like, oh, these are so cute. And I put them in the garden and the plant just grew into this beautiful, green, full, lush lemon balm. And there's something about just connecting with live lemon balm. That smell of the lemon is just so warm and soothing. And I remember I had worked at a supplement store and I would scoop dried herbs, like the lemon balm. It wasn't the same. I remember lemon balm in person is just, yeah, you can feel her support. And even making tea from her, it's like she knows you. She knows that you need help relaxing. And so it was really cool to connect with her for sure.
Yeah, we have on the front path here outside the door, we have at the very beginning of the path to the house, two lemon balm patches on either side. And I love just touching that lemon balm when I come home and when I leave too, and just to smell that and just feel that experience of being uplifted and also simultaneously relaxed and really held. It's so beautiful. Lemon balm is so gorgeous.
Yeah, it is.
I'm curious in your experience, how would you say that the plants really support you in your life's work?
Oh, they are everything in my art. I mean, they're my muse, they're my inspiration, they're my teacher. I am always learning from them and it's incredible. It really is. I feel so, so lucky to have the opportunity to, you know, work with them in art for sure.
Amazing. Well, Dana, I just absolutely love your work with the plants, your collaboration with them, your beautiful artwork, a deep honoring of them. How can people find out more about you, your work, the Flower Compass deck that you're co-creating with Sean, and yeah, just how to find you online?
Yeah. So I do a lot of sharing on Instagram, and you can find me at Dana Lynn Artistry on Instagram. Also, the Flower Compass deck is a shared account between me and Sean, so you can follow us there. And I also have an Etsy page, which is also Dana Lynn Artistry. Keep it simple, right? But I do offer prints of what we have in the flower deck right now, along with some of Sean's essences paired with them. So yeah.
Amazing. Thank you so much. And I also have to share that really when I was looking at your Etsy page and saw that beach rose that you were talking about, which I'm totally not surprised that you had an experience like that while you were painting that rose. That was the image where I was like, this woman is so deeply connected with the essence of who these plants are and just expressing it so beautifully. So thank you so much for, well, first of all, thank you so much for doing the art for the Plant Spirit Herbalism Summit. I'm so grateful. So grateful to you for that.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
Just incredible. And thanks so much for joining us today and sharing a bit about your process. So cool to hear.
Thank you. Thanks, Sarah.
And thanks so much for joining us today. To see more of Dana's art, check out the show notes and join us at this year's free Plant Spirit Herbalism Summit for a magical weaving of deep herbal wisdom and plant consciousness. You can check it out and get your free ticket at www.plantspiritherbalismsummit.com. This year, we'll be hearing from over 30 amazing and deeply respected herbalists, authors, teachers, and plant spirit expert speakers sharing about their direct experience with nature consciousness and herbal wisdom, and who the plants really are, and how we can continue to cultivate deeper relationships with them. We look forward to seeing you there.